second pause recording.
Hello, peeps. I'm going to do a boot while I'm making myself a cup of coffee. All right, Ree. I thought I would because I haven't booed in a while. I've got an itchy nose. Excuse me. Let me move Kate's bowl out of the way. That's it. I hope everyone's well. I'm okay, although my sleep pattern is so awful at the moment. Still. Do I need some more water in that? Yeah, I think I do. There's quite enough in this mug of coffee. Yeah, this past two nights, it's been well gone 5 o'clock before I've shut my eyes. Which is getting a bit wearing, to be honest. There we are. Oh. The problem is then in the day you feel like you can't function because you're so damn tired. Oh hell. Anyway, never mind. No point whinging about that. I need to wash up actually. It's not much actually. It's not much. It's just my spoon that I used for my coffee was in the sink. I'll just rinse this a minute. Sorry about the racket with the water on the kettle. I do apologise. That's it. I've been enjoying the Archers at the moment. I won't say too much just yet, in case some of you that listen to this haven't heard last night's or yesterday's episode. But it was an hour-long episode last night. It was very, very good. I had some really sad news yesterday. Actually, my mum's husband's mum. She has cancer and has weeks to live. She hasn't been right for a while. Apparently my mum said that she hasn't eaten properly, you know, a good decent meal and enjoyed her food since about February. But a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, her stomach started to swell. She was finding it increasingly difficult to eat because she said that she just felt full as soon as she tried to start to eat. She felt as if she'd eaten like a full roast dinner. Back and forth to the hospital, and she had various scans. Anyway, she ended up in hospital, not this weekend just gone, but last weekend. Her son took her in, not marked. She's got four boys, and one of the others took her in for something else. Actually, she's recently broken her foot because she's so weak, because she's not eating. She fell. Anyway, while they were there, he said to her, "I'm going to go upstairs, Mum, and see what's happening with these scans about your stomach because I don't like it and actually need to know what's going on." Anyway, they kept her in against her wishes, but they said, "Look, I'm really sorry, you're going to have to stay in because you really are not well." She had fluid on the lungs, apparently. They drained a litre of fluid off each lung that day. And then a few days later, they drained 5 litres of fluid off her stomach. And when my mum was telling me this, just grab my milk a second. When my mum has been telling me all this, I thought, I really don't like the sound of this. I even said to her, this really doesn't sound good. And yeah, she rang me last night. Actually, she said I was going to, just as I started listening to the Archers. And yeah, she's been told that it's the cancer is it's in her stomach. It's affecting basically more or less everything. It's on her kidneys. It's on her ovaries. It's more or less everywhere, and she's got weeks rather than months to live. So yeah, that's, I spoke to Mark and he was understandably in absolute bits. And it's awful seeing a grown man cry, isn't it? It's awful seeing anyone cry, but I don't know, it's just, oh hell, it's horrible. So that's not great. She's 81, she'll be 82 in December. Well, I say she will be, bless her, if she's still here. So what was that last night, and the Archers, which has been quite powerful because it's been a domestic abuse storyline. I felt like woo last night. It was really, I thought, oh my god. I felt really sort of jarred, I think is the word I'd use. So that was that. My phone hasn't got a case at the moment because I'm really peed off, right? I bought a case a few months ago. Actually, Kate ordered it for me. Excuse me. And it was one of those cases. It was lovely because Kate had one for her phone. And it's one of those cases that's like a wallet. So you can put a couple of cards in it and you can put a bit of money in it. And your phone is obviously there as well. And I paid 20 quid for this case, right? And it's broken. A couple of weeks ago, I noticed that a bit of the plastic that kind of goes around the edge of your phone to keep it in the case was coming loose. And I thought, oh, that didn't feel very good. Sorry, I had to have a sip of coffee there. My mouth was really dry. The other day, the bit of plastic came off completely, and I noticed yesterday that it made my phone really insecure in there. So I took it out of its case. So I don't have my phone in a case at the moment. I have got a case somewhere that I had when I bought my phone. Well, when I got my phone from Carphone Warehouse, I bought a case, and I've still got that somewhere, so it'll have to go in that for a while. And I'll have to try and buy a new case, I think, but I don't think I'll go for a wallet type one again, because that one didn't really last long. How ridiculous. So yeah, it's a bit of a stranger.
Trim record. Pause recording.
Bit of a strange time, really.
9 minutes and 3 seconds or 10 minutes. And pause recording.
And I'm nearly out of time on this, so sorry that was a bit of a gloomy update. But I thought I'd do an update because I haven't been on for a while. So as I say, I hope you're all okay, and I will speak to you all soon.